What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andrés Giménez takes Max Fried to the deepest part of the park for a three-run homer, and the Blue Jays have the lead.
All right, home run call of the day. Andrés Giménez going deep for the Blue Jays. Dane Schulman with the excellent home run call of the day. By the way, Blue Jays, yes, only a game back of the Yankees. It's getting tight. What a race that is in the American League East. Out of nowhere, the Yankees looked like they were going to run away. No. All of a sudden, Kevin Gausman's looking for a flamethrower for the clubhouse celebration, as he heard on the Baseball is the Morning podcast. And now the Blue Jays are only a game back. So there you go. Baseball isn't boring. Driving the bus once again. Speaking of which, if you go to MLB Pipeline, where our good friend Sam Dykstra is always doing quality work, you'll find the top two prospects on their list, their top 100 list. Two names, Roman Anthony, Chase Burns. Well, guess who's on today's podcast? Roman Anthony and Chase Burns. Yep. We wanted to find the top two prospects and put them on the podcast, and that's exactly what we did. So I sat down with both of them. I sat down with, first it's going to be Roman, and then it's going to be Chase. And obviously two different situations, two different positions, two different people, two different players, two different basically two different worlds, but at the same time living a very, very similar new life. And I find it fascinating what they had to say, because I know it was fascinating what they had to say. It was a great conversation with both of them. Roman's first, and when I talked to Roman Anthony, obviously playing the outfield for the Boston Red Sox and catching fire lately, he is on a tear after getting off to a slow start, but showing the what's what when it comes to why he was the top prospect in all of baseball. And he is in a unique position because once Rafael Devers was traded, a lot of pressure was put on him. I want to sit down with Roman after we... All right, home run call of the day. Andrés Giménez going deep for the Blue Jays. Dane Schulman with the excellent home run call of the day. By the way, Blue Jays, yes, only a game back of the Yankees. It's getting tight. What a race that is in the American League East. Out of nowhere, the Yankees looked like they were going to run away. No. All of a sudden, Kevin Gausman's looking for a flamethrower for the clubhouse celebration, as he heard on the Baseball is the Morning podcast. And now the Blue Jays are only a game back. So there you go. Baseball isn't boring. Driving the bus once again. Speaking of which, if you go to MLB Pipeline, where our good friend Sam Dykstra is always doing quality work, you'll find the top two prospects on their list, their top 100 list. Two names, Roman Anthony, Chase Burns. Well, guess who's on today's podcast? Roman Anthony and Chase Burns. Yep. We wanted to find the top two prospects and put them on the podcast, and that's exactly what we did. So I sat down with both of them. I sat down with, first it's going to be Roman, and then it's going to be Chase. And obviously two different situations, two different positions, two different people, two different players, two different, basically two different worlds, but at the same time living a very, very similar new life. And I find it fascinating what they had to say, because I know it was fascinating what they had to say. It was a great conversation with both of them. Roman's first, and when I talked to Roman Anthony, obviously playing the outfield for the Boston Red Sox and catching fire lately, he is on a tear after getting off to a slow start, but showing the what's what when it comes to why he was the top prospect in all of baseball. And he is in a unique position because once Rafael Devers was traded, a lot of pressure was put on him. I want to sit down with Roman after we... All right, home run call of the day. Andrés Giménez going deep for the Blue Jays. Dane Schulman with the excellent home run call of the day. By the way, Blue Jays, yes, only a game back of the Yankees. It's getting tight. What a race that is in the American League East. Out of nowhere, the Yankees looked like they were going to run away. No, 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 no. All of a sudden, Kevin Gausman's looking for a flamethrower for the clubhouse celebration, as it heard on the Baseball is a Boring podcast. And now the Blue Jays are only a game back. So there you go. Baseball isn't boring, driving the bus once again. Speaking of which, if you go to MLB Pipeline, where our good friend Sam Dykstra is always doing quality work, you'll find the top two prospects on their list, their top 100 list, two names, Roman Anthony, Chase Burns. Well, guess who's on today's podcast? Roman Anthony and Chase Burns. Yep. We wanted to find the top two prospects and put them on the podcast, and that's exactly what we did. So I sat down with both of them. I sat down with, first it's going to be Roman, and then it's going to be Chase. And obviously two different situations, two different positions, two different people, two different players, two different basically two different worlds, but at the same time living a very, very similar new life. And I find it fascinating what they had to say, because I know it was fascinating what they had to say. It was a great conversation with both of them. Roman's first, and when I talked to Roman Anthony, obviously playing the outfield for the Boston Red Sox and catching fire lately, he is on a tear after getting off to a slow start, but showing the what's what when it comes to why he was the top prospect in all of baseball. And he is in a unique position because once Rafael Devers was traded, a lot of pressure was put on him. I want to sit down with Roman after we have gone through a couple of weeks of him being living the major league lifestyle and finding out exactly how he feels about things, what was a surprise to him, what wasn't a surprise to him, how confident he is, how confident he wasn't, whatever it is. I don't know what it is like to be a top prospect in baseball being called up and then going through a couple of weeks of the major league season. Roman Anthony does. And also, we of course have to get into contract extension talk because it's inevitable. And as you're going to hear, the Red Sox know that as well, because they have talked to Roman Anthony about contract extension. That's part of this conversation. And then right after the talk with Roman, the sit down with Roman, I sit down with Chase, and Chase has gone through two starts. Obviously, the second one you might have heard about at Fenway Park just the other day on Monday didn't go well for Chase, but that doesn't matter. I appreciate him dusting it off, sitting down with me, and having the second Baseballs and Boring conversation that we've had in, well, four Baseballs and Boring. Bella Gescos did have that interview with him a year ago, or just over a year ago. At that time, Chase Burns was at Wake Forest getting ready for the draft. And just a little while later, about a month later, a couple months later, after sitting down with Bella, Chase becomes the second overall pick in the draft. So anyway, we can get to that in a second. But first, I want to give you my latest sit down with the top prospect in all of baseball and a guy who is establishing himself already on the major league level in the middle of the Red Sox order. Yep, that's Roman Anthony. Guess what?
What?
There's nobody I'd rather be talking to in the world than Roman Anthony.
I feel like you say that a lot with everyone.
I do.
But I appreciate it.
But I mean, I only say if I mean it.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
So,
All right, so I just wanted to talk to you and sort of reflect on, and please don't, like, I understand, like, there's process and taking one day at a time and everything, but I do find it fascinating to, you prepare all your life and all your minor league career, then you get to the major leagues, and then now that we're a few weeks in, like, what it actually looks like compared to what you thought it would look like.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a second. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, go.
No, I mean, first of all, it's awesome. Like, it's everything you could imagine and more. But yeah, it's definitely different, and I don't think it's something that you can fully prepare for. I think, like, you can prepare and get ready to be the best that you could possibly be in the minor leagues, but I think it's just different when you get up here and you know, just everything here is so about winning and helping do everything you can to help the team win. But you know, obviously the people, the big stadiums, everything is just different. The way you travel, everything, the lifestyle is different.
You have planes. You have your own planes.
You have planes, not buses.
Not buses.
But it's great. I mean, I've only been here for a couple of weeks, but it's been awesome.
So the obvious question is, what is the thing or things that, like, sort of maybe has not caught you off guard, but like, oh, I thought I was prepared, but, and I'm not even talking about pitching, like, we'll get into that, but just talk about the life.
I wasn't prepared for how good the food was.
Ooh.
And how nice the travel is. like, you know, you hear about it and you're like, oh, okay, well, I hear about it when I'm in the minor leagues riding 15-hour bus rides and stopping at gas stations, and then you actually get here and you're like, oh, wow, they weren't kidding.
Literally, so, like, that's the thing that people, like, you stop at gas stations and you load up on Slim Jims.
Exactly, yeah, you get some candy, you get, you know, maybe a Gatorade and a water and maybe even, like, a, who knows, like a hot dog.
I did that life. I wasn't a major league, but I did that life.
Yeah.
When I got on the plane, the thing, and you, I just want you to corroborate this. You get on the plane, right? And they're like, here's your fried clams, clam chowder, and shrimp cocktail.
Yeah,
by the way, and now here's the menu for the dinner that you're going to have after you eat that.
It's like, here's your starter that is like a five-course meal.
Yeah.
And then you get, you know, the steak menu with different cuts of steak, and you're just like, wow, I'm
pretty, in a nice seat.
I don't even really know what to order. There's, like, too many options. but no, it's awesome. I mean, I think, like, you put the work in and you work so hard, and it's a grind in the minor leagues, and it's a grind going through the draft process, and then you finally get up here and you're like, wow,
this
is what it was all for, and it's all worth it, and now let's stay here and let's win.
That's the thing. Once you taste it.
No, you don't want to go back. That's for sure. If there's one thing I don't want to do, it's go anywhere.
How is the, this is a totally random, like, but along those lines, how is the hotel, like, I say this, when they put slippers next to your bed, every time they, like, clean your room, you know that you're in the major leagues.
Yeah.
They don't do that in the minor leagues, I bet, right?
No, there's no slippers in the minor leagues.
And they also have roommates in the minor leagues.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You get there and you have a bathtub and a shower in the major leagues most of the time. It's, you know, everyone always talks about how show the hotels are. And you know, I just got to go on the West Coast trip where we stayed at three different hotels, and I was just like, wow, this is unreal. So yeah, they aren't lying when they say all that is just astronomically better.
So when it hits you, like, so when did it, like, you get called up, right? And everyone's like, attaboy, good job. You made the major leagues. Everyone's excited. But when did it hit you? Like, was it like when you get to the hotel? Was it when you took the plane? Whether when you get the per diem? Whether, like, when did it sort of really feel like, holy crap, I'm a major leaguer?
Yeah, I think, like, for me, that first series against the Rays was, you know, it was great getting some wins there and, you know, like, experiencing that. And the debut, it all happened so fast. And I think that first series as a whole was just kind of, like, it just flew by. And then, you know, you get an off day and you kind of get to reset. But obviously having a lot of family there and having a lot of
people
there.
Yeah, a lot going on that few days, right?
Yeah, there's so much going on. And then I think for me it was like when we played the Yankees and we're sold out on the weekend and, you know, we happened to sweep the Yankees and it was unbelievable. And I think, like, after after the second win on Saturday,
yeah.
I looked around and I was like, oh wow, this is what they talk about. This is Fenway, this is Boston. And I think that's when it started to hit me. And then, you know, hopping on that plane ride after, you know, you sweep the Yankees and, you know, you fly to Seattle, I think.
Well, that was a weird flight, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, yeah. But that was a long flight for me to just kind of be like, okay, wow, this is the life, and now it's time to go. Now it's time to kind
of
go.
6 hours of fried clams.
Yeah.
From
yeah, 6 hours of a lot of good food.
Were you 21 by then?
I was, yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, throw that in the equation.
Yeah.
But when you go out, and also in that weekend, I would imagine, like, when you walk the streets, it's one thing to walk the streets of Worcester and being put in, like, laundry carts or whatever you did, yeah. Right? But, I mean, when you're in Boston, everyone knew you by the time you got here.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing where it's great, but also I would imagine you have to be, like, know how to manage it, right?
Yeah, I think, like, I got to experience that a little bit in the minor leagues just because of how, you know, how big
the hype,
and how much this fan base cares about their players. And, you know, being in Portland and then in Worcester, you're not too far from here. And yeah, you're in the New England area with all these fans who are so passionate and they know you. But then I think that's something I'm still adjusting to, is finally being here and you know, walking to get a coffee and
you don't have to pay for anything. Just cut out and say it.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
You go across the street to Loco, you don't have to pay for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So yeah, I mean,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. And then, you know, just that's another thing you kind of adjust to, is just going to grab a coffee in the morning and forgetting that, you know, people are still gonna want to interact with you outside of the stadium. And for me, like, I'm just a normal, like, kid. I feel like who's, yeah. You know, when I go home to South Florida, I'm just doing my own thing. Yeah. I can go anywhere, and nobody really.
But here was, like, sometimes people ease into it. There's, and for all the reasons you said, there was no easing into it for you.
Yeah.
Right? Because we talked about you for months.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know, I'm thankful for all of it. It just goes to show how passionate.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's good for you.
Yeah.
On the field, what is the thing? Again, you prepare your whole life. You prepare in Worcester, and everyone's like, oh, well, you got to check off that box, this box, and that box. What is the things that, like, you think that you've gotten better at? Let's start with hitting. Like, what do you think that you think you've gotten better at since you've been up here?
I'll start, like, just generally, I think, like, getting used to the crowds and getting used to, like, taking them, not really taking them out of it, because here I think we build off of it. But, like, at the same time, you kind of do have to find a way to just lock it in and take yourself out of the 40,000 people that are, you know, in attendance, and just slow the game down and breathe and focus on the task at hand. And I think for me, over these few weeks now and finally being back home, like, I think I've started to do a good job of, you know, as soon as that game starts and, you know, I'm on deck hitting or whatever it is, or I'm in the hole, like, really locking it in.
You're clearing the mechanism.
Yeah, and just, you know, knowing, you know, what I have to do in order to get on, or in order to move a guy over, or help the team win.
That was not to say your head was spinning when you first, that first series. Like I said, you got a lot going on, but you have to play baseball. You have to face the best pitcher that you ever have. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
so
it's hard.
Yeah, I think that can be the toughest part sometimes for people, is just you know, understanding it's the same game, but you know, it's not, in a sense, because you're surrounded by all these people, and now, you know.
But you keep telling yourself it's the same game? Like,
yeah.
Same game,
yeah,
same
yeah.
game, same game.
For sure. And it is, once you learn how to adjust and once you learn how to, you know, play every day and take care of yourself every day in order to, you know, recover. And sometimes, you know, it can be, for me, like, it can be tough to sleep at times when you go and you play the Yankees and they're your rivals, and you win a game and you go home and you're like, oh my God, I want to do that again already. Yeah. Why am I not at the field right now? And it's like, all that, I think, is just the learning curve that, you know, you can't prepare for. And you can't prepare for that in the minor leagues. You can't prepare for any of that, you know, aspect of the game until you're just here and you experience it. And I think talking with guys like Marcelo, and now that we've both had a taste of it for a little while, just being like, yeah, that's the biggest part.
Did he tell you, like, he had the ramp up, right? He walked so you could run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, he did, but he, you know, at the same time, I wanted to leave him alone. I know how hectic it can be, and
yeah.
I know how when you're, living at this lifestyle, that there's a lot of different things that go on and a lot of people that are constantly in your ear and want certain things from you. So when he was up, I just tried to focus on myself and obviously be there for him and talk to him, but not really bug him and be like, hey, you know, what do you got after every day? So,
what's it like?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. And again, it's just one of those things I think that you just have to, you know, it's like playing at a new level in the minor leagues. You just have to experience it. There's no way to get ready for it other than to just be yourself and prepare and then, you know, experience it.
Was there a pitcher or pitch you said, holy crap, I've never seen something like that before? You can say that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I don't know if there's... Yeah, there's some guys that I faced that I was like, okay, yeah,
this is tough.
You don't see anything like this in the minor leagues, but I don't think there's been a time where I've gotten to the box and been like, wow, I have no chance here.
Really? Yeah.
But again, I think it's just being good at taking everything else out of it and
but that's, you know, understanding. That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, like, that's, if you feel that way, if you sincerely feel that way, and
yeah,
you're not lying to me.
Yeah. I wouldn't lie to you.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
you're gonna test that in a second.
Yeah.
But I think that's a huge thing, and I can see that, like, you hitting.
Yeah,
it feels that way anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean that's the biggest thing too, right? Just knowing that, hey, like, you know, me and the guy on the mound, we're both big leaguers now, and we both are here for a reason. And you know, for me, like, just telling myself, hey, you know, you belong here, and you're here for a reason, and this guy's at the same level that I am. You know, maybe he's done it for 10 years longer than I have, but at the same time, you know, we're both here and we're both trying to get the same, accomplish the same goal, which is to beat each other in order to help our team win.
That's so true. Like the, you know, Matt McClain actually was the first time he came in. He was a first round pick, and we're talking about, oh, did you think you were going to go more and higher in the draft? Cause I, you know, he was in Marcelo's draft actually.
Yeah.
And he's like, once I get in the batter's box, no one's thinking like, oh, this guy was drafted where?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know? It's so true. Yeah.
So, all right. Last thing is, and this is where I was, this is a reporter question. All right. I talked to you before about this contract extension.
Yeah.
What's your, you said that you hadn't got anywhere with it. Anything changed?
No, no. I mean, since I've been here, it's been strictly baseball, and I think, you know, both sides have handled that well in terms of just letting me go and play, and you know, you got enough things to do here and worry about here when you're here playing. So, no, there hasn't even been a single peep about it since I've been here, and
no minors.
Nothing
substantial.
No, nothing okay. substantial that okay. was. Anything that, you know, we could work out. So for me, it was just the same goal. Like even in the minor leagues, I was trying to get to the big leagues. I was trying to do my thing in the big leagues. And now that I'm here, it's the same thing. It's
okay.
just, you know, focusing on being here and help the team win. And if that's a conversation to be had down the road or maybe when the season ends or whenever they think it's right, then, you know, I'm sure they'll bring it up. And if not, you know, we'll just continue to play.
So I just want to make sure I'm accurate. Spring training. Little minor leagues in a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was nothing that was extended or anything that both sides felt was obviously they were working with Garrett and Christian. So for us, it was, you know, for me, it was trying to win a job in spring, and I wasn't worried about any of that, and they knew that and they respected that, and you know, obviously, I love this org so much, and. I've only been in one org, and this is where I want to be. And I think they know that. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It's a compliment. I mean, obviously, I don't need to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like the fact that, A, they even talk to you, and B, me asking the question is a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, in that order, by the way. Yeah. It's not, mine isn't that much of a compliment. You got any questions for me? I can guide you if you want. I feel like it's...
No, we talk. The people in the camera don't know, but we talk.
Yeah.
We talk when I see you, so I don't have anything for you.
No,
right now.
It's like I'm trying to... I'm building you up, man. Like, I sincerely mean it. Like, I've seen... I told Marcelo this, too. Like, it's like... I think the things that strike me about you two is... Like, you're good guys, but you're confident guys, right? The confidence, like, I can tell the confidence. I see guys, like, who aren't, you know, it gets the better of them.
Yeah.
But you're in your own way. I'm not saying, like, you aren't doing the walk-off throws to put to first.
Yeah, no. I think, you know, that you got to be confident in a sense, and regardless of how you show that, but also be professional. And you know, I think, again, like, credit to the Red Sox, they've done such a good job at developing guys, and the young guys that come up here, like, they're ready to be here, you know, I think for the most part, and as far as, you know, the way that they carry themselves, and the guys who I've come up around have all been super pro, and all the guys in this clubhouse are very professional, and there's a lot to learn from, and, you know, it's a great atmosphere to be in for a young guy.
Have you met anyone cool?
Have I met what?
Anyone cool. Have you met anyone cool? Have you met anyone?
Outside of the guys on my team?
Yeah.
Somebody cool might see this that I've met and be like, wow, he didn't say it to me, but I don't know. I don't think I've met anyone.
Oh, that's okay.
Cool, yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, swung by or something.
No, he hasn't swung by. I've been just kind of... doing my thing. I'm at the field all day, and then
I mean, it's like Ben home. Affleck knows your name. Like, that's
that
seems like a good thing.
Yeah, he's I'm a fan of his.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? The Town.
Definitely, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I know I've spoken about The Town.
Yeah, I know you have
quite a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, 100%. Right. That's pretty easy. The Town.
Okay, I just I purposely asked that so Ben would engage.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this. I'm pretty big with celebrities. All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
I got you. Thank you.
All right, we really appreciate every time we sit down with Roman. I mean, such a mature kid for a 21-year-old, and also a great perspective, an honest perspective of what's going on with him, how he's viewing things, and how confident he is. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you look at what that guy is going through, what he has experienced, how he is excelling, and maybe listen to this and see it in a little bit different light. That's what we hope here to entertain, offer insight, information, all of the above. All right, speaking of which, we catch up with Chase Burns, who, as we said, I mean, you watch this guy pitch, you know he's going to be good. He's blowing 100 all over the place, throwing a vicious, vicious slider. He's going to be okay. I know that he had a little bump of the road in Boston, but that doesn't matter. You could tell when he came out of the gate, striking out all the guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Eyes out of the chute in Yankee Stadium. It shows what's what when it comes to Chase Burns. There was a reason he was second overall pick, and we're going to be hearing about him going all-star games. We're going to be hearing about the top of the rotation for the Cincinnati Reds for a long time. And also, it's just good sitting down and talking to Chase after, you know, we had that initial conversation with Bella and him in about, like you said, just over a year ago when he was with Wake Forest. So, all right. Everybody, at BB Isn't Boring, at BB Isn't Boring. Hope everybody's following along. Having a great week. Thank you to producer Evan for all the hard work. Go to our socials. So again, at BB Isn't Boring. We've had a great week. We're going to have a great week coming up. We're going to have a great month. Trade deadline month. Yep. Well, one guy isn't going to get trades because it's Chase Burns, but he is the future of baseball. We had the number one prospect here. Here's our number two prospect, Chase Burns.
All right, there's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Chase Burns. That's a fact. That's a fact. Second time on Baseball Isn't Boring. First time with me. I really enjoyed your conversation with Bella Gaskos. You were, but I don't know if you know this, but when you did that interview, you were a college student. Mm-hmm. Does that seem like a long time ago?
It does. Life moves fast. If you would have told me that I'd be in Fenway pitching this time around last year, and I'd look at you like you're crazy.
Really? You didn't think that was a possibility? I mean, you knew you were going to be drafted high, but I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have high dreams, but when you actually accomplish them, it's breathtaking, so it's cool.
All right, does the draft seem like a long time ago?
The draft does not seem like a long time ago. It feels like it was just the other day I was getting drafted. So
I just interviewed Christian Moore.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, if nothing, you didn't go to the draft.
No.
Because I was there, you weren't there. Mm-hmm. And there was like lassos and stuff. There was a whole scene. But I think, you wanted to probably be around your friends and family, right?
Of course.
That was the motivation. Mm-hmm. Was there any inclination to go to the draft at all? Because the first guy who went was Weatherholt. I think he was like the seventh pick.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just trying to get in the mindset of why people don't go.
Yeah, you know, of course, you think about it, being able to dress up and, you know, have those close people around you and get on the stage. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just wanted to have friends and family close to, and I wanted to be at home, you know, in my comfort space.
Do you really know, like chest bump Manfred, like the NFL, you know, like?
No.
Well, that's why I'm totally with you, man. Like, I'm totally with you. Mm-hmm. I'm just like fascinated by, cause the MLB's trying to make the draft, right? So did you have a feeling, you probably answered this question, did you have a feeling that you were going to go where you went?
It was hard to say. You know, I had those ranges where I thought I was going to go, but, like I said, the draft's unpredictable, really. You know, it's of course, a baseball draft is a little bit different than any mm-hmm. other draft, too. So, but when I got the call, I was excited.
What was the feeling? You try to prep yourself, right?
Yeah, I kind of already had it in my mind, like the different scenarios. So I was kind of ready for it, whatever.
All right. I want you to remember that feeling, man.
Yeah.
It's like when someone complains about their job, I said, remember when you get hired for that job?
Yeah.
You know? What advice would you give someone? What would you give advice for the second overall pick this year?
You know, have high standards for yourself.
Good for
you.
You
know, you were picked in that spot for a reason. So I think sometimes we can get caught up into thinking like you don't belong here or something like that. But, you know, that team wants you for a reason. And, you know, don't stop. The work doesn't stop there just because you get drafted high, you know. It's really cool to say that you're drafted high, but at the end of the day, you know, you want to play at the big
level. When you're on the mound, they're not like, here, say, hey, this guy was drafted.
Exactly.
You know who told me that was your teammate, McClain.
Really?
He's like, because he fell a little bit in the first round. Mm-hmm. He's like, it doesn't matter. When you're in the batter's box, they're not saying, oh, this guy was, he should have been 14 picks ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what pick you are. As long as you're in the big leagues and making an impact, you know, you made it, so. Doesn't matter if you're first overall or the last pick in the draft.
Yeah. We just did something with Roman Anthony, and I said, what is the thing that you didn't expect? And he said, how nice the hotels are, how nice the travel is. You're not stopping at a 7-Eleven on a mm-hmm. bus. Is this what your takeaway is?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The hotels are super nice. I mean, you know, the bags are brought to your room, so
things that you just have no concept of when you're
I bought a suitcase right before we were leaving for this, and I didn't know that I get my own. They were giving one to me, and they were like, yeah, you didn't know you get a suitcase? And I was like, no, how am I supposed to
honestly I had no idea.
Yeah, you just the Reds gave me a suitcase and everything, so
well,
it's crazy.
You got an extra, you got a spare suitcase.
I do.
You got a suit?
Oh, yeah, I bought one.
Oh, you did the same? Okay.
Yeah, we actually wore suits on the plane here. So.
Yeah, but so you have that. You already had that. Because some guys don't have suits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes players had to buy the rookie suits.
Yeah. Hopefully someone buys one. That would be really cool.
So the you made two starts as we sit here. Tell me what you learned in each of these, something that you learned in each of them. Because this is what it's all about. You're going to learn something for the next 40 starts every place. But, you know, the first one's Yankee Stadium. You learned that it's pretty cool to strike out a bunch of guys to start, right?
Yeah.
In that game, what did you learn?
Just taking it all in, really. You know, taking advantage of the opportunity that I got. It's not every day you get to make your big league debut against the Yankees. So
were you able to take it in?
I was.
Good.
It was a really cool
you.
Experience.
Yeah, good for you. And then in Boston, what did you learn?
You're going to play the best. You're going to have your bad games, and you just got to bounce back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're gonna learn from every start that you have. You're not gonna feel the greatest, and you know, you're just gonna take it from there and have a short memory. So
if you weren't able to sleep, that's okay. I just talked to Giolito, like, he had a bad start. He's like, it's just, that never goes away, man.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's baseball, especially you're gonna play at the highest level. That's what happens.
So the good thing is you get to play again.
Exactly.
The last thing is the first thing that you and Bella talked about were the fact that you were born in Italy, mm-hmm. right? WBC. Italy?
Italy has asked me to play. You know, and I'm grateful for that opportunity also. You know, I haven't made a decision
right.
yet.
So they've already asked you?
They have asked me.
So. Okay. When was that? I don't even know what the timeline is. When? Like the off season or?
The WBC?
No. I know when the WBC is, but when do they ask?
They asked just a couple weeks ago, I think.
Oh, all right.
I forgot where I was at, but yeah, they just asked.
Oh, that's an honor. There you go. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate the time. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.